Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Merry Christmas. This is Santa Claus's post office. May I help you? Oh, yes. The postmaster is here, and so is the assistant postmaster. Yes, we read letters to Santa Claus every afternoon at 5:45. Have you written your letter? Good. Maybe we'll read yours today. Matter of fact, it's time to read letters right now. Have you got your radio turned on? All right. Goodbye.
One of the youngsters missed message?
Yes, she was worried. Thought maybe her letter wouldn't get to Santa Claus.
Oh, she doesn't have to worry. After we read the letters here at Santa's post office, they're sent right on to the North Pole.
And there's a big stack today, so we'd better get to work, right?
You're right. We certainly ought to. Hey, look at this neat one. Done very neatly right on a... Somebody in the house must be a stenographer. This is from Guyana Byram in Radiant. She says, "Dear Santa, I try to be a good girl and I'm 6 years old." Well, it's very hard for somebody not to be a good girl when she's just 6 years old. Guyana says, "I would like a Jaws game, a lion puppets with hands, and a billfold. And I shall leave sugar for your reindeer." Very nice thought, Guyana.
And let's see, I have Guyana's brother, Zane.
I bet you it is.
And Zane says, "Dear Santa, I have been sort of good this year. I would like a gasoline-powered helicopter."
Hmm.
Wow. "And a police headquarters, Lego building set, and also some trees for my train set. I will leave you some Coke." And that's love, Zane Byram.
And look at the trees, Andrew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Present down at the bottom. It's a really pretty tree, too.
I thought at first maybe it was a picture of the sort of tree that he would like to have for his train set, but I see now with the... Well, maybe it is. Maybe Santa can use that as a model. This is a nice one. It's a two-in-one letter from Tori Smith and from Robbie Smith. And it says, "Dear Santa Claus, please bring me a football suit." And Tori Smith says, "The Miami, a whole one, a whole Miami football suit." And Tori would also like an Evel Knievel bicycle. And don't forget my bionic arm kit. My goodness, I didn't know you needed a bionic arm, Tori. And a paint set, too. Tori Smith, please. And here's another one that says, "Dear Santa Claus, please bring me a football suit. The Colts, a whole one." This is from Robbie. And Robbie says, "And a baseball glove," kind of sports-minded there. "And a mini bike and a drive-it-yourself. Please. Love, Robbie Smith." A two-in-one letter, and both those boys want football suits, Santa Claus. We'll put that in the football request pile.
And here's a letter from Lynn Lohr. And Lynn says, "Dear Santa, I want a Cher doll and skates and a perfection game and the Jaws game and a clock. I have been good. Santa, I will leave you some cookies and milk on the table. Love, Lynn Lohr." Love, Lynn Lohr.
Everybody loves Lynn Lohr. Yeah. Oops, I dropped that one. I gotta pick it up off the floor. Don't want to lose Lynn's letter. Oh, there, I've got it now. Oh, looky here. Here's one. It says, "Dear Santa Claus," is all written in red. It says, "My name is Kelly." And it came in a letter with another an envelope with another letter from Kelly Brown. So I think this must be the same Kelly Brown. Kelly says, "My name is Kelly. I am 7 years old. I am writing this for my brother, who is 4. And my brother's name is Rodney," says here. "He wants a walkie-talkie and an Eagle One spaceship and Shrinky Dinks. P.S. My brother and I will leave you some cookies and milk." And that's from Kelly Brown, written for his brother, Rodney Brown. Kelly, that's a really nice thing to do. And look at all the things he wrote on his own letter, too, plus a huge illustration there of Santa Claus saying, "Oh, oh, oh." Oh, no, that's "ho, ho, ho." I had it upside down there.
And Kelly says she wants a Cher doll,
the
Cat's Eye game, and the Raggedy Ann talking alarm clock, and some things for my Easy Bake Oven. I want some brick blocks, and I want a Connect 4 game, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Love, Kelly Brown.
And Kelly probably hopes I have enough sense to tell who's a girl and who's a boy. Kelly, I'm sorry I got it mixed up, but Santa Claus knows all that. And you did draw a very nice Santa Claus. I see now. Okay, you're a nice sister to do that for your brother Rodney.
Look at this.
I guess
this
your brother's
letter.
Right. Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Boy, is it a long one.
Just a Christmas card, isn't it?
Right, and it's from Joey, and Joey says, Santa, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And on the front of the card, there's a nice snowman, and I guess maybe it's Rudolph there, and a little raccoon, and a rabbit.
A rabbit.
And look, Mr. Postmaster,
what?
Here's a letter from the boss.
The boss?
Santa Claus, right.
Gosh.
Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Dear Miss Message and Mr. Postmaster, just a short note to tell you everything's fine here at the workshop. I think we're going to have enough toys to leave something for everyone. The elves are really working hard. And by the way, Wigsby says, thank you for all those cards and letters. It was wonderful to see how the little rascal cheered up when he got all those get well cards.
I bet it was.
And he's caught up on all his work.
Good enough.
All the dolls that needed hair have got it now. And Santa says, it was nip and tuck there for a while, but we gave Wigsby a little nip and tucked him into bed, and he got well in a hurry.
Oh, that's the best medicine there is.
Well, that's the way it goes up here. Please give my love to all the children, and Mrs. Claus joins me in sending a big hug for everyone. Ho, 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 Santa Claus.
Oh, what a nice letter, Miss Message. And I'm certainly glad to hear that Wigsby got well. Oh! Look at that.
Listen to that. It's getting that pretty sound now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's the way it went last year. It sort of knows that Christmas is getting near, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, I've still got a little Christmas shopping to do. So we'd better get things packed up for Sam the courier, Al.
Okay. Good thing I didn't drop that last letter.
Mm-hmm.
There. Okay, so all set for Sam. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long, we'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus.